CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A new administration is taking shape. Former immigration official Tom Homan, a Biden administration critic, will be President-elect Trump's border czar.
Homan worked as Trump's ICE chief in his first term and told Fox News he's honored to come back, calling the border crisis
the biggest national security vulnerability this nation has seen since 9/11.
He says his priorities.
I've been clear, President Trump's been clear. Public safety threats and national security threats will be the priority.
Another priority, he says, the children.
This administration has lost over 300,000 children that were smuggled this country by criminal cartels they can't find. We need to save these children and get them back to their families.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And Trump has picked New York Republican Elise Stefanik to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Now to Southern California, where some people have been allowed back to see the destruction left by a major wildfire.
It's hard to see this. It's harder, I think, today for me than it was even a few days ago to wrap my head around the gravity of what has happened to our home.
There has been progress there by fire crews northwest of L.A. More than 130 structures have been destroyed. In the east, fires are being fought in New York and New Jersey. CBS New York's Christina Phan.
The explosive Jennings Creek wildfire continues to grow in size as firefighters use everything at their disposal to stop the spread. From dumping thousands of gallons of water to using leaf blowers to clear twigs and debris.
Now to the Middle East, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports Israel's new foreign minister appears to be downplaying a U.S. deadline this week for increased aid to Gaza.
Under U.S. pressure, Israel has been increasing the amount of aid from a low of 30 trucks a day getting into Gaza in October to about 150 today, but that is still less than half of the American target.
At the U.N. climate summit, Azerbaijan's president is the host.
Colleagues, we are on the road to ruin, but these are not the future. Future problems. Climate change is already here.
CBS's David Schechter says COP29 is going on with an eye toward what may be ahead in the U.S.
I think it's pretty clear that Trump will remove the United States from these accords, and that's a question of America's leadership. This is the primary place where we talk about climate change. If the United States isn't at the table, who is stepping up? And a lot of people say, well, that's probably going to be China.
Federal regulators are investigating complaints that engines can quit on more than a million 2016 through 20 Honda and Acura vehicles. Connecting rod bearings and the engines can fail. Wall Street, the Dow is up 430. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Veterans are being honored today across the area, including at Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum. These locations and many others are hosting special events to thank veterans for their service. Kenosha police have refuted social media rumors about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary last week. The teen suspect was arrested Thursday and charged Friday. Police say they found replica firearms and evidence of school shooting-related searches at his home. Over the weekend, Wisconsin Democratic leader Ben Wickler commented on whether Vice President Kamala Harris should have appeared on the Joe Rogan show.
I think going forward, Democrats should find ways to show up and speak to voters where they are, where they're getting information, and build new ways to get information out to people and to connect with them.
Wickler appeared over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team has advanced to the semifinals after maintaining their shutout streak for three games. They put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoff last week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with an 87-56 win over Appalachian State. The Mountaineers jumped out to an early lead before Wisconsin took over. Head coach Greg Gard.
The stretch in the first half of 15 straight possessions with stops, and they get just guys gain confidence with it. I think we've become more physical and more aggressive. The fact that they're getting better connected with new guys. But the defensive end, I thought we finally started to put some things together like we've been talking about, and we'd shown in flashes, but not consistently. consistently over a stretch of time, so that's a good sign going forward.
NBA, the Bucks are at home tomorrow night against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee now 2-8 after losing yesterday to the Celtics, 113-107. Damian Lillard.
I mean, you want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out, you know, we had control of the game. You just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With more clouds than sunshine and crashing temperatures throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap a 10-degree wind chill on top of the cooler temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. My thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
You spoken, we listen. Local news, timeless hits are back in WRJN. Tomorrow on Don Rosen's show, Beth Ardern, the executive director of Racine Zoo, is going to talk about what they're going to be doing during the holidays. Check it out tomorrow with Don Rosen right here on WRJN. This is Marvin Gaye.
I found out yesterday, still don't you know that I- Deerfield Park to the County Line Road.
Without a friend, you're pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Dionne Warwick on WRJN. Do you know the way to San Jose? You know, I've heard that song so many times that I believe I can find my way to San Jose, but forget of finding Fitchburg in Wisconsin, just south of Madison. And I'll be like super lost, and they'll be sending the big St. Bernard out, hopefully with a flask of something delicious. That would be worth getting lost for. I'm Cindy Huber, and just want to say God bless our veterans today. Really, really do appreciate them. And I'm going to be giving you a rundown of places to eat. Free eats today, or even heavily discounted eats. Applebee's is one of them today. Chili's is. Applebee's has actually a veterans menu, and there's some other places. Wendy's, too. Wendy's has got discounts. So I'll give you a full rundown of that, and then tell you where to find the site for yourself so you can take your veteran out to eat, and they don't even know you're getting it for free if you're paying for it. So, yes, thank you for your service to our country.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair
volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com. Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Vollman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
The hit with it, and then Cat Stevens took it to a whole nother level right there. It's Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, and the sound of that good gospel. A ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love. Brother love, say brother love's traveling salvation show. Pick up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, cause everyone knows brother love's show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his
face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake. And when he lets go, half the valley shakes. It's love, love, say brother, love's traveling salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, cause everyone knows that brother love's show.
Hallelujah.
Brothers! Two good hands.
Hallelujah.
And when your brother is troubled, you gotta reach out your one hand for him.
Hallelujah.
Cause that's what it's there for.
Hallelujah.
And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand.
Hallelujah.
Reach it out to the man up there. Cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Nowhere Man on WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits is back. And we're going to check in with news in just a moment. But being that this is Remembrance Day, Veterans Day, Armistice Day, Singles Day, I don't know what that, I'm going to cross that out there. I'm sorry about that. But today is a day where there are veteran special food items out there, and I want to share it with you so you can share it with a veteran, or if you're a veteran, here it is. Applebee's, for one, has a Veterans Day menu while you're dining in and are offering free meal to veterans, active duty military members, reserves, and National Guard members. God bless you guys. Plus, veterans can get a $5 bounce back card while dining in at Applebee's today. The coupon is valid on dine-in, to-go, or delivery during a three-week window. Buffalo Wild Wings also has, if you've got a valid ID, you can get 10 free boneless wings and fries on Veterans Day. Also, Chili's. You can get a free entree while dining in at Chili's today. Like, they're listing the... These are some really good... I might just go there anyway. I'm not a veteran, but chicken, bacon, ranch, quesadillas. Okay, I'm in. Cracker Barrel and Dave and Buster's as well. Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts, Fazoli's, Firehouse Subs. And let's see what else that I recognize that we've got here in this area. IHOP and Johnny Rockets. I don't know if we've got one around here. Huh, Little Caesars, absolutely. They got a free hot and ready lunch combo, and that is going on between now and 2 p.m. Mud Pizza has it, and also Longhorn Steakhouse can get 10% off their meal plus a free appetizer or dessert. Longhorn Steakhouse, while dining in or even placing an order, Olive Garden. You've also got I don't think we got one of those. We got an Outback Steakhouse. If you can find a Perkins, yep, they've got specials too. So rather than me just scrolling down reading a list, if you've got a moment, go to today.com and then /food/holidays/Veterans Day food deals 2024. And you can see everything that's available for your veteran, or if you're a veteran. And if you are, God bless you. And thank you for your service as we join Stuart J. Waddles with news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are several Veterans Day events today in Racine and Kenosha. Memorial Hall will host a solemn ceremony, and in Kenosha, the Civil War Museum will present a program. As veterans are being thanked, there are also efforts to get them off the streets. Lisa Hale has more.
Today is Veterans Day. In the homeless population of Wisconsin, veterans outnumber regular citizens proportionately.
Of course, we have the largest population that's going to have PTSD issues, yeah, right? More than any other organization. That goes along with that, you're going to have a connection of substance abuse to deal with those PTSD issues if they're not getting help. So that's a secondary to that.
Tim Cody is a full-time volunteer with the Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton.
Following the arrest of a 13-year-old and school shutdowns in Kenosha last week, police say only airsoft guns were found at the suspect's home. The replica weapons are believed to be those shown in videos the teenager created before the event. The suspect, who reportedly admitted to wanting to scare kids, was in court Friday for an initial appearance. The teen was a former Roosevelt Elementary student and a current student at Mahone Middle. Kenosha police refute online rumors, saying the boy's mother was not arrested. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With more clouds than sunshine and crashing temperatures throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap a 10-degree wind chill on top of the cooler temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
We'll be right back.
We listen. Local news. Timelesses are back on WRJN. Gorgeous day outside today. Yeah, a little bit on the chilly side. Wind's going to die down a little bit. It's 55 right now. WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain. sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. WRJ.
It's right here at WRJN, Herman's Hermits. Sometime between now and 1 o'clock, you're going to hear the Ides of March. Vehicles, a dark stranger in a black sedan. Remember that? No? Okay. Well, this will make that especially interesting contest. Will anybody recognize this song? Yes, because I'll give you plenty of hints right before I'll say, if I have to, I'll say, this is a song. Because I just want you to win. Anyways, our Artist or Record Contest brought to us by Time and Again. You know, Music and More. And Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And everybody who wins an album, all right, qualifies to win a turntable. Yes, a record player at the end of this month right here from WRJN.
The great flavors of the fall season are back at O&H Danish Bakery. And featured this week is O&H's famous brandy old-fashioned Kringle. This sensational Kringle creation has a filling of Door County cherries in a special mix of caramel and brandy. It gets even better, though, because it has a wonderful vanilla icing blended with tasty orange zest. You're going to love it. Brandy old-fashioned Kringle. Get one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturdivant, and Oak Creek.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I love for to stay. I could love.
distinction with this distinctive hit, Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Got CBS National News coming up along with Stuart J. Waddles and local news and our very own Mike Clemens, the man with news, sports. Oh, we got it all right here. Plus, Paul Harvey coming up today at 12:05. Brought to you by RacineDiscCenter.com. Come visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine.
Judy in the sky. Well, that's what you wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spiral we got, Judy in the sky with dances.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight.
Judy in the sky. Things will be brighter.